As we witness the indestructible support for President Trump from Florida to Ohio, many wonder how this could have happened again. Or, put another way, what the f*** was that f***? The media will answer, that f*** was Donald Trump, a racist, pseudo-billionaire, lifelong sexual crime lord, failed son of a Klansman slumlord who seized a frustrated country in a vulnerable moment to enrich himself and his trauma-recycling family of overindulged simpletons. But I posit that much like the toilet-shattering aftermath of Red Lobster's endless paradisal coconut shrimp banquet, Trump is not a deviation from the norm, but a culmination. He banned Muslims like they were 19th century Italians. Italians, Chinese, Jews, Greeks, Poles, Irish, and Muslims, encouraged police to brutalize people as they have since their invention as slave patrol. And he lied to us as if we were the indigenous people betrayed by pilgrims who came here seeking the simple religious freedom to hang women. You get it. Under President Obama, the Republican Wall Street Alliance allowed their anti-tax zealots to fan the flames of racism, conspiracy, and violence, then elevate the least effective president just in time for the most effective populist decimating pandemic. A better leader could have wielded the power of the world's greatest, most complicated, expensive, corrupt, racist, and untrustworthy healthcare system. They could have normalized safety precautions and mask wearing to a nation full of anti-vaxxers who think shots are full of microscopic 5G Jewish cell phone towers, and fragile men who think masking up to avoid an avoidable death sounds pretty gay. But what could never have occurred, sadly, didn't. So how could the Republicans, the party of Lincoln, Reagan, Giuliani, and Katrina, let Trump happen? It's as if they've suddenly become a party of aggrieved white people on a suicide mission for tax cuts and demographic hegemony for as long as their judicial appointees' careers last or the raging wildfires swallow the courts whole. And why didn't elected Democrats fight Trump with the same relentlessness with which they sold out workers, built jails, abandoned public health care, bailed out banks, painted slogans on bloody streets, and found an armada pantsuit that doesn't clash with kente cloth? It's as if powerful opposition outside already broken norms might have threatened their institutional position as the hip, lovable underdogs who clean up the other guy's messes. These questions remain, and it remains to be seen what Trump's regime will mean henceforth for a country now unable to ignore the fast-hardening varicose veins bulging from its aged institutions. America. That once shining slave colony on a hill that became a democracy-toppling empire of moronic greed and still shines as the world's gilded ass crack. Many hope Joe Biden can more smoothly manage our decline into a neo-feudalist cagescape of trillionaire surveillance tycoons, their hired goonbots, and legions of gig-juggling peasants limboing ever further under the poverty line, their wages as stagnant as the water they light on fire for warmth, indebted for life from their pointless overeducation to fill interchangeable slots in a fake meritocracy that no longer exists. Sometimes the mail is delivered. No one can say for sure what old lady history was trying to whisper in America's ear, but these last 4 years, it chose Donald Trump to do so, and that says an awful lot. Perhaps that's all we'll tell our children about this chapter in the history of our newly bottom-tier oligarchy. Yes, millions of them will be too hungry to pay attention. But let's test them on it anyway. And whether the president's last name is Biden or Trump, let's not turn the page. Let's wait a month before giving Kellyanne Conway a CNN contract. Let's pay attention to the Southern District of New York's attempts to hold Trump accountable. Not let him live out an odd couple scenario with Roman Polanski. Let's investigate the coronavirus failure, 9/11 style, so when Don Jr. assumes the presidency, he'll understand how he'll be held to account. And let's remember the golden truth inside the rotten cyst of crystal puke that is American individualism. If we make life better for everyone, we risk ending up enjoying it together.